You only live once. That's the rally cry of today's youth. My article will explore the lasting effects of the financial crisis on the post-millennial generation.
This isn't official student council business, is it?
I have a meeting with the editor of Muse Magazine today.
Never heard of it.
It's a very prestigious magazine. I sent the editor, Meredith Fox, my pitch and my portfolio, and she asked me to come in. So, am I ready?
It's a little bit, boring. It's not up my alley.
And which alley would that be? Exploding cars, girls in bikinis.
Yes, yes, do that one.
Don't listen to him. It's great. Very important stuff.
Did you know that youth unemployment is up to 64% in that, in that place? You know, with the columns and the olives.
Do you mean Greece?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Is she okay? She's not usually at a loss for words.
Must be nerves.
Yeah. I mean, I've been querying magazines for weeks, and this is the first nibble I've gotten. So, is there anything I can do to jazz up my pitch?
They wear bikinis in Greece, don't they?
All right, bring it in. Good work. That's it for tryouts. Results will be emailed this afternoon, including the starting lineup. That's all. Thanks.
I better make starter.
Starter? Isn't that a little ambitious for a sophomore?
Yeah, I tried telling my dad that.
So, what sort of stuff do you like to do? For, like, fun or whatever.
Oh, you know, the usual shenanigans.
Cool. I love shenanigans.
Okay. Oh, you want to come over to my place and hang out after school?
Sounds good.
All right, good job today, Tristan.
Yeah, you too.
You have to tell Jenna we can't afford the beanbag chairs in the student council office.
Why can't you?
Because I want them too.
I can't deal with that right now. I need to work on my pitch.
You look rough. You okay?
My brain feels like baby food.
Shouldn't you check with your doctor just in case?
Oh, I just typed the same sentence 4 times.
Here. Scooch over.
Why?
I'll help you rock this meeting.
By writing my pitch?
No, and not because I'm not smart enough, because I know that's exactly what you were thinking. Here. You talk, I'll type.
Okay.
It was beautiful, the way it flew through the air before swoosh.
Wait, sorry, what are we talking about?
The three-pointer I made. In basketball tryouts. Because I'm trying it for the basketball team.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Why does everyone keep doing that?
Sorry, I never took you for an athlete.
I'm trying to evolve as a human being, thank you very much.
Hey, didn't we establish that Miles doesn't play for your team?
Oh, I don't want a boyfriend. I want a best friend. A guy best friend.
Well, Miles already has a best friend, Winston.
Whatever, my Matt. He invited me over after school.
Yeah, he invited me too.
What? Did I just agree to be a chaperone on some gross date?
No, doofus. It's a party. Everyone's invited.
Well, at least it's a start.
I'm thinking 10 minutes every morning after announcements, a combination of pre-taped segments and snazzy news desk pieces, super professionals. I've already written the theme song, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Now, Degrassi TV is an awesome idea for a club image, and especially because it won't cost student council a cent.
Yep, thanks to that media grant. So, do you approve of the club?
Congratulations, you are officially the head of DTV. So, who's your on-air personality?
Me, silly. I can totally do news anchor.
You're gonna write, produce, direct, and be on air at the same time.
I'm a single, double, triple, quadruple threat.
Wouldn't it be more fun if you had some partners in crime?
breakfast brainstorms, lunchtime shoots, after school writing sessions with lots of mini food?
Yeah.
I think you're onto something.
So you're gonna find someone else to be on camera?
Yeah, why not? It'll give me more time to work on the theme song.
Good.
I gotta go. You must be Claire.
It's such a pleasure to finally meet you.
Meredith.
Right, I knew that.
Have a seat.
So, I'm really excited about this piece. I think that my generation has really underestimated how their futures are going to be impacted
by the financial crisis. I know, every magazine's covered it already.
Then why'd you ask me to come in?
Because I'm impressed by your writing style and want to see what other ideas you have. That's where you start pitching.
Oh. Well, there's this thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately. Celebrity.
Okay, what's your take?
There's this girl who's just started at my school, Zoe Rivas. She used to be on this teen show. It's really popular.
West Drive?
That's the one. But her celebrity doesn't seem to be helping her at school. She seems lost, lonely.
Loved by fans, liked by no one.
You've got it.
All right, I like the sound of this. One of the features for our next issue isn't working out, and I've been looking for a replacement.
That would be amazing.
Great. The turnaround will be tight. Could you get me a draft of the article by tonight?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. I know it's zero notice, but hey, welcome to the magazine business.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Don't thank me yet.
Too long have we been held hostage by the tyranny of the potato chip. We must open our minds to alternate snack foods and be a free society. For Degrassi TV, I'm Winston Chu.
Okay. We'll get back to you. We've watched over 30 auditions, and they've all been terrible. I'm never gonna find an anchor.
Hi. I hope I'm not too late to audition.
Oh, Becky, just in time to take a seat.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
I didn't know what I was supposed to prepare, so I just wrote about something that's been on my mind.
And action.
Okay. A new study reveals that texting and driving is the leading cause of car accidents among teens. We need to educate people so no more families and friends have their loved ones ripped away from them. Because in a second, your entire life can change. For Degrassi TV, I'm Becky Baker.
Thanks, Becky. That was great.
Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No problem. What's wrong with you? Becky killed that.
She's too perky.
This isn't about what happened with you and Adam, is it?
No, I just don't think she's the right fit. For Degrassi TV, I'm Imogen Marino. Tonight, Allie, tonight. She wants the article by tonight.
I'm sorry, when?
How am I gonna pull this off? I can barely think straight.
Brain's still not operating at 100%?
I'm just exhausted and stressed.
Well, if you're so freaked out, why did you say yes?
Because this is a chance to get published in a national magazine.
Well, what does Zoe have to say about all this?
I haven't exactly asked her yet.
Cart before a horse much? Yay.
Sorry, professional emergency. Hey, Zoe.
If there's one thing I learned on West Drive, no one brings you a latte unless they want something big.
I'm writing an article, a feature.
About me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it.
Wow, that was easy.
My agent would kill me if I turned down free publicity.
Great. Can we start after school? How about the dot, my treat?
I'm going to a party.
Mind if I tag along?
I'll text you the address. And, don't wear that.
Zoe Rivas is anything but your typical high school girl.
Becky.
Pecorino. Baxter.
Oh, Imogen. When do you think you'll make your choice? I have my fingers and my toes crossed.
You can't be our anchor.
Oh, who did you pick?
Winston.
Achoo.
Him?
Yeah, he just really blew us away with his charisma. And maturity.
If this has anything to do with what happened this summer...
No. I'm just trying to do what's best for the project.
Okay. I understand.
Okay, thanks, Bex. You're swell. Hey, you! Yeah, you! Good news for you.
Some people have it, some people don't.
She didn't.
Zoe, hey.
This is my official biographer.
Not quite. I'm just
thought what else, same difference.
So, have you made lots of friends?
A ton. Except it's not easy meeting people when you're being chased by the paparazzi.
Can you tell me about your first few days at Degrassi?
It was totally overwhelming. Everyone wanted to talk to me and get my autograph, you know.
So you were instantly popular.
Actually kind of a curse. People just fall in love with me. Take him, for example. As soon as we met, he started pursuing me.
Oh my God, this rain sucks.
I love your house, Miles. It's very Real Housewives.
Yeah, my mom keeps redecorating it over and over. I think she's just bored.
Bored and hot.
Dude, gross.
Oh my God, the basketball team was just posted. I can't look. You are killing me. You are literally killing me. Literally.
Congrats, Tris.
Congrats as in I made it. We both made it. This is amazing. Hey, I can't help but notice a giant lack of jubilation on your part.
Whatever, screw this.
Was it something I said?
Maybe. You never know with that guy.
Hey. Everything okay?
Just, of course all the starters are seniors, you know? They couldn't take a chance on a friggin' sophomore. My dad's gonna be so pissed off.
Won't he just be happy you made the team?
Yes, that's not really his style. He doesn't do happy. He's much better at disappointing.
Well, just because you didn't make starter doesn't mean you're not awesome.
I need something to give me an edge, you know?
Well, I hope you're talking personal trainer.
Oh, the guys at my old school were taking some. It's no big deal.
Are you talking about steroids? Because that is totally a big deal.
No hoop, no hoop! Oh, no hoop! Okay, watch, watch. Boom! Enjoy your beverage, sucker! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Whoa, whoa, sorry.
You're Watson, right?
I wish. It's Winston.
Right. Sorry, I knew that. Yeah. I'm Claire Edwards, and I'm writing an article on Zoe Rivas, and I was hoping to ask you a few questions.
Okay, fine. Shoot.
So when you fainted from the excitement of meeting Zoe for the first time...
Whoa, that did not happen.
You weren't totally starstruck?
I passed out in class because some idiot was eating a chocolate bar and I'm allergic to peanuts.
Well, were you there when Miles serenaded her in math class?
Did not happen.
So he wasn't so distraught when Zoe dumped him that he stopped speaking for 2 weeks?
No way. He dumped her. He couldn't handle her divalicious behavior.
She totally played me.
Yeah, she'll do that.
Thanks anyway.
Well, hey, you want to catch a flick sometime?
Do you ask out every girl who talks to you?
Victory through sheer volume. What? Is that a no?
So you told him not to do it, right?
Duh, but he totally didn't listen. Who does steroids anymore?
Who's what now?
Well, Miles wants to do steroids.
So what?
they're really bad for you, that's what. You know, I feel just like Gatsby did in episode 907 of West Drive.
We all know how she solved her problem.
I couldn't.
Why not? It worked for Gatsby.
Hi, beautiful. Hey, cut it out.
Bad time?
No. It's never a bad time for you. Here. Can you stop? Hey, is everything okay?
The interview was a total bust. There's no way I'm going to be able to get this article into Meredith on time.
You're always so hard on yourself. I'm sure everything will be fine.
This isn't how things are supposed to be.
How what was supposed to be?
You were supposed to go to NYU, and then I was going to rock senior year and get into Columbia. And I'd be there in the fall. And then...
You got sick.
Exactly. Cancer ruined everything. What if I don't get in? What happens then?
Then we'll figure something out. We'll do long distance a little longer.
Look where they hurry up. Godard waits for no man.
Who's that?
My friend Lenore. We're throwing a new wave marathon party to cram for the midterms.
So it is a bad time.
I can tell them to start without me.
No. It's okay. Go. Be brilliant.
Everything's gonna work out. I know it. It's us.
Teen star Zoe Rivas pulls up to school in a limo.
And action!
I'm here with Student Council President Drew Alfonso Torres.
That's not my middle name.
Oh, really? That's too bad. I'm here to ask Mr. Hunky himself if he finds me man-tractive.
What?
For the ladies?
Cut! Winston, that's not what the cue cards say.
It was worth a shot.
He'll be fine. There's a learning curve.
Better be.
Hey.
Oh!
Becky! So stealthy. I was just wondering if you don't think I'm right for on air, is there anything else I can help you with? I've been trying to keep busy.
I'm sure we can find something.
Are these
steroids? My brother hooked me up. Apparently, he is good for something.
Thank you. This is gonna help me make stronger.
I hope so. You deserve it.
Are you coming? You don't want to be late for our first practice.
I'll be right there.
All right.
Did Zoe really spend her first week here high on diazepam? I don't know what you were worried about. This is great.
I'm worried because none of it's true.
What are you talking about?
I went to that dumb tenor party to interview Zoe and she lied to me.
That girl, I just want to smack upside the head and then steal her shoe collection.
But the truth was even more boring, so I massaged it.
Looks like you gave it a full-on shiatsu.
I just got home and all I could think about was what would happen to my life if I didn't get into Columbia.
Oh, do you want me to hand in your essay for you?
I totally forgot.
Okay, who are you and what have you done with Claire Edwards?
What is wrong with my brain?
Okay, maybe it just slipped your mind. I mean, you've been really busy with this writing stuff.
Right, and last night I was just so perspired to write that I didn't even think to check my agenda.
You were so what?
Perspired, you know, I had lots of ideas.
Don't you mean inspired?
I didn't get that much sleep last night.
Claire, this is more than tired. This is forgetfulness, and it's been happening for, what, a week? Maybe two?
I know. You don't think it's cancer, do you?
No. But I'm not a doctor.